The Weavers Guild of Greater Cincinnati was created in 1948 as a nonprofit educational organization to promote interest in hand weaving. Today, the Guild offers education and exhibitions in a wide range of fiber processes and techniques, including weaving, felting, spinning, basketry, knitting, and dyeing. Guild members include beginners to professionals and are from the Cincinnati metropolitan area and surrounding communities, as well as from Kentucky and Indiana. Tonight, Cheryl Muckenfuss is here to talk with us about the great variety of fiber arts the Weavers Guild is involved in and about the upcoming annual Fiber Arts Sale on November 13th, 14th, and 15th at the Weavers Guild on Gray Road. Cheryl, I am delighted to talk with you tonight about the Weavers Guild. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
So one of the fascinating things about the Weavers Guild is that it's much more than weaving. And I'm interested to learn what we might see at this upcoming sale.
At the sale, there's going to be a great variety of items. When we first started the Guild in 1948, it was based upon hand weaving. And as we've gone through the decades, we've expanded into many different things. We have felting, knitting, of course, the weaving, hand spinning, dyeing, people that are doing painted silks, beading. And we have classes in all of these items. We also have study groups. So if you become a member of the Guild, you're entitled to participate in any of the study groups. There's no charge for that. And what that consists of is a group of people that all have the same interests. They get together and they share maybe a couple of hours every month, certain meeting time at the Guild House. And so that just helps people, especially beginners, to be able to expand their horizons with the potential of what they can do with the particular medium that they're interested in.
Well, I know, having gone to previous sales, that there are some, shall we say, great standards, because there isn't there somebody who makes little tiny knitted figures and somebody else who does these gorgeous woven dish towels?
We have loads of dish towels. That's one of our best sellers. It's amazing when we get those in the display. We have oodles of them, but wow, by the end of the sale, there's nothing left. It's really wonderful to get everything put together and to see all the marvelous items that all the artisans have created for the sale. Now, we do have what we call a review process. It's not so strictly called like juring, but it is a review, so that each person who would like to participate in the sale, who has to be a Guild member, brings their items into the review committee. And the review committee reviews, obviously, their items and gives them maybe any potential suggestions if they need to, or, you know, make the decision that, yes, these would be wonderful for the sale and we'd love to have you participate.
I'm interested to know what is near and dear to your heart. What fiber arts are you involved in?
I basically started out as a hand weaver and then became a knitter and a spinner and a dyer. So that's primarily my focus, and probably too much to try to focus on, but that is what I do. I basically start with fibers, I dye them, I spin the yarns, and then I weave with them, and I do clothing such as vests. That's what I contribute to the sale. But we have lots of other people that do so many wonderful things. There are people that do the silk dyeing. We have one room that has a large wall of silk scarves of all colors. Some of them are just potentially just dyed. Others have hand-painted silks. So they're gorgeous. We have in that room, there's also wonderful jewelry items that are all handmade beaded jewelry. There's another room that has wonderful scarves for the woolen weather. And when we start in November with this sale, everyone's thinking wool. So that's a phenomenal thing to see. It seems like there's hundreds and hundreds of items to go through in those rooms. Downstairs, we have a great room for home decor. And then we have the dish towels, obviously, that are in the big meeting room. We have clothing down there. And we have wall pieces, wonderful pieces of basketry. If someone that really loves artisan work, it's a heaven for them.
As an artist, what do you appreciate most about being a member of the Guild?
I think that the most important thing to me as a member is the sharing of people that have the same interests. I think as we go through life, when you meet certain people in your life that has the same interests, you really have a stronger bond. And I think that's the important thing to me.
I was really intrigued by some things on your website. So there are a lot of classes as well as workshops, and some of those we might assume would be part of the Weavers Guild, weaving, block printing, crochet, knitting, dyeing. But I also saw these, again, intriguing things, something called sumash weaving, which apparently allows you to weave in any direction. And then there was something called Kavandoli knotting and punch needle embroidery. So we just have time to talk about one, but let's talk about the punch needle embroidery. Okay.
The punch needle embroidery, again, anything in the guild that's fiber related, we seem to all accept it as part of our guild. So punch needle is generally when you work on a smaller, finer scale with embroidery floss. And there's a particular instrument called a punch needle that's used. It comes in various sizes. So if you're going to use embroidery floss, you need a finer size. If you want to do something with yarn with punch needle, which you could do, you would obviously need a larger size. So it's just same as with knitting needles, sewing needles. You have different gauges. The person who teaches the punch needle and who is the chairman over the study group is Cindy Sturdivant, and she is a wonderful artist in her own right in various mediums. The study group is fantastic. You have everyone there working on different projects, so it's always very inspirational to participate in a study group. It keeps you going, keeps your ideas coming too.
Well, I think that from what I saw of the process, it looked as if it would make embroidery a quicker process, but it also reminded me of rug hooking. Is there a similarity?
Right. The density of it is probably very much like the rug hooking. I mean, the needle protrudes down into the fabric, and it needs to be a specific type of fabric so that this process can happen. And you just keep punching it very close to each punch, so that you're filling it in, so that you get more of a solid-like appearance of a particular color that you may be working in. And it's just tiny little loops if you look at it closely. But when you look at it from a distance, it's just like a very solid piece of fabric.
I understand from something on your website that you have a cotton garden, or you're planning
for
a cotton garden?
Yes, that was Pat Maley, who does all the hand spinning classes and the study groups for hand spinning. She was the driving force for the cotton that they planted. And they've had that the last few years, and it's amazing what they do, what they have done with this. And when the cotton blooms, then they have to pick it, and it has to be dried out, as I understand this. I've not participated in this process, but I know one person at the guild that I'm a friend of, is she was like storing all this cotton in her basement near her furnace so that it would all dry out, so then she could pick it, and then they would bring it in. They'd be picking the seeds out of the cotton so they could get it ready to spin. They had a marvelous time with it, and the plants were gorgeous when they bloom. They're like lavenders and pinks, and they're very, very pretty.
Well, again, just such a variety of processes and beautiful items to see. So thanks so much for visiting with us tonight, letting us know about the Weavers Guild.
Thank you for having me, Barbara.
I've been talking with Cheryl Muckenfuss about the upcoming sale at the Weavers Guild that takes place in the lovely old home. They're located at 4870 Gray Road across from Spring Grove Cemetery. You'll be surprised and delighted at the fiber arts items in this sale, which takes place on November 13th, 14th, and 15th. You'll find more information at wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Barbara Gray.